The Becoming and Silence podcast is about awakening to the greatest potential you always were. Listen to teachings, interviews, and inspiring stories of others who have challenged the accepted, expanded possibility, and merged modern-day life with ancient wisdom to discover their greatest potential. When you become fearless, you become limitless. Now be inspired by today's episode.
Well, welcome to this episode of the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. And it is my favorite time when I get to share an episode with you, an update on my intuitive life journey and where I'm at now and what I'm doing. And of course, this episode finds me still in Mexico, having been here now for 5 weeks, which seems like it has gone fast. And I've enjoyed every moment of it. So yeah, so we're just gonna dive into this update this month and what I'm focusing on. Well, right now in business, I'm focusing on enrolling people into my Ambassador Connect community and into a Sweeter Life Circles. Now, the Ambassador Connect community is for people who really embrace and love the Becoming Unsilenced mission, and they want to help support it in a way that grows and builds audience of the podcast. And so they get to come once a month for a meetup with me and with like-spirited peers, and in exchange for helping to promote the podcast. So if you're interested in becoming an ambassador, I'd love to have you and talk to you about it. So you can send me a note on email at vicky@tslimits.com. And a Sweeter Life Circles, well, they are just that. They are small groups of people of women who are intentionally traveling together to make life a little bit sweeter. So they're for accountability, learning, inspiration, friendship, and encouragement. And we now have circles forming around a number of different topics, including positive leadership, women leading the way, around personal, spiritual growth, around communication, around relationships. So definitely welcome you to consider joining a circle. Okay, so that's what I'm focusing on the business aspect. And then on my personal front, I'm really focusing on being in relationship this month. And this is something that intuitively I just felt guided was going to be super important for me as I was adjusting into this new community and meeting new people, was to really invest in being in relationship. And what do I mean by being in relationship? Well, I guess what that means to me is not just crossing paths with people, but intentionally cultivating relationships. So that has been one of the top things I've been doing here, which has felt wonderful. And I'm realizing how isolated I felt in the rural community that I lived in, and how wonderful it's been here to be in a larger population of people and meeting up with fellow travelers who share some of the same values for adventure and travel in their life, and working remotely and all of these different things that we found in common. So definitely being in relationship has been important. I'm also open to being in a relationship as I open up to the universe what gentleman might cross my path and come into my life and in a more traditional, what we think of as the traditional romantic relationship. So we'll see what happens. And then another big thing I'm working on right now is a writing project. So this is a project I'm super excited about, and I'll share more probably in the next episode where I update you on what's happening for me. So that's that. Okay, and then we're going to go into more what I call the conscious living updates. And this is the conscious living, I guess, is where I just feel like I'm actively engaged in that process of experiencing everything that crosses my path. And the first opportunity I had to really do that and make some decisions was the very first week I was here. I discovered a hurricane was heading our direction. And not many hurricanes actually hit the Pacific coast of Mexico. But in this case, there was a hurricane coming full blast right at the western coast of Mexico, direct target to where I'm at. And I had some decisions to make, and I was feeling very uncomfortable having just arrived, you know, not fluently speaking the language yet, and just feeling like I'm not certain that I'm ready to be in a natural disaster here. And of course, you never know how bad the storm might be. I've also never been in a hurricane before, been in tornadoes, but not hurricanes. And it was projected to be a category 3. Now, I was communicating with my brother, and he kind of jokingly said, why don't you just hop a flight to Cabo? And then I was like, oh, hop a flight. I guess I can do that. And it's interesting because it's so intriguing how my mind was not exploring all of the options that were possible, and it was feeling a little trapped. And when he said that, it just like took the lid off of the possibilities. It's like, oh, I could book an airline ticket to anywhere. And so I ended up flying across Mexico to Merida on the eastern side of Mexico and visiting a friend that I hadn't seen in over a year. And it really was the perfect thing for me. As I was leaving the airplane taxiing down the runway, the rain started. So literally I left just as the storm began. And for the next couple days, I really felt like that hurricane was turning inside of me. I had some things happening back at home that I was processing and working to figure out how to deal with, you know, 1,200 miles from home. And there was no better time for me to be with my friend who just allowed me to shed some tears and to welcome me into her home. And it was just the perfect place where I needed to be for that moment. So I love seeing the metaphorical analysis of the hurricane was coming. Well, literally, I felt like that hurricane was happening inside of me with some emotions and a lot of things being stirred up. So gratefully, the hurricane landed only as a category 1 storm. And although there was some flooding and a little bit of damage, it was nothing significant. Okay. So when I returned after the hurricane, I really got involved in meeting new people, enjoying having coffee and connecting with people, going out to for different things. And I have now, 5 weeks into this experience, connected with a very cool new group of people. But I like to use the word like-spirited, because our minds can always do crazy things and go in crazy ways. But this is a group of people has kind of a shared common group of core values and loves doing things together. And I have laughed so much, more than I've laughed in I don't know how long in my life. So it's been a beautiful and so fun to connect with this group of people. And another thing I've loved doing is swimming in the ocean, and not so much being like out in the waves themselves, because I have to admit that still, I don't know if scares isn't the right word, but I just don't, I've not been in and around the ocean very much. So I feel like I don't know like how to actually be in the water very well. So on working on actually being in the ocean. But there is this amazing ocean pool that is built right into the coastline that I just absolutely love. And that ocean pool, I can sit in, watch the sunset there. That's been absolutely phenomenal. And I really do feel like I'm thriving, where a piece of my life has come into alignment with this kind of bigger vision. And, you know, it was probably about 8 years ago that I realized that the cold weather environment was really draining me during the winter months. And that was the first time I really acknowledged that for me to live my best life and to thrive on a year-round basis, I would most likely need to move to a warmer climate. Now, during those last 8 years, I made a lot of strides and a lot of peace with the winter. I learned how to manage that seasonal kind of lows much better than I had earlier in my life. But I'll have to tell you that being here now, where it's an average of 84, 88 degrees during the day, and at home it's getting cold, it's freezing, going into the fall, my body is loving it and I'm thriving. And I can just feel the energy around that in a way that is completely in alignment with who I am and the, you know, that just serves me being at my best every day. And what's been so amazing is just looking at some of the pictures I've taken, some of the pictures of myself, and just seeing that in my face and in the smiles that I have in the pictures, that this genuinely, truly is really, I'm just thriving in this space. So that is awesome. And then the other piece about being in relationship is defining these in my intentional way of connecting with my family. So that was a discussion that I had with my kids before I left home, is about how are we going to intentionally continue to connect. Because there was a lot of sadness for us, and you probably heard me talk about this in earlier episodes, about not having this common home or house to gather at anymore. So we'd had conversations about what's it going to mean, what's it going to look like to continue to be in intentional relationship. And so it's been really cool to see how that's developed, where with each one of my kids, we're connecting in a little bit different way on a consistent basis, but then coming together for video conversations, and how that really is supporting and setting the foundation for days ahead when, you know, even if I'm back in the States, we're not all together all the time. So that's a fun way to intentionally craft those connections. And then one of the commitments I made coming here is to watch the sunset every night. And that, I absolutely love the sunset. I find such power and magic in watching the colors of the sky change as the sun goes down. I find it magic. It's literally about 2 minutes and 30 seconds it takes by the time the sun hits the water first until it's completely gone down, dropped below the horizon. And I just find those moments magical. And so that was my commitment to myself, that if I'm going to be living in a place that's conducive to these beautiful, beautiful sunsets, I'm going to see every one of them, or, you know, as many as possible. And it's been interesting what that commitment has done. I'm going to talk about that a little bit more a little bit later on in the podcast, but it's been interesting, even as I've developed relationships with people and they've invited me to do things, and it's like, okay, well, that is at the time of sunset, so I'm happy to do it either before or after, but it's my commitment to watch the sunset every day. And so it's been interesting to see how I want to honor that commitment for myself. And then again, how much energy and how much amazingness it brings every day just to have those intentional few minutes of watching and connecting to that sunset. So, okay, so let's talk about my inner intuitive guidance for the month. And it's been interesting because on one hand, it's felt like my social life has been so much more active and involved that it almost feels like that is the area of balance for me, where I've spent a lot of time the last couple years alone and doing reflective work, reflective journaling, reflective listening, and getting a lot of insights from that. And it feels like now a significant piece of that has shifted into these social communications and engagements and these conversations that are lifting to a new level and growing insight, growing connection. But one of the things that, and just this one is just in the last couple days that really shifted for me, is it's okay to dislike something. And I think this is a layer of silencing that I hadn't really looked at in that way. And I think even on the spiritual journey that I've been on, I think there's been times where I feel like, well, I don't like this thing in my life, but I have to try to make peace with it. And what I have, what's been so freeing for me the last few days is to own the things that I dislike. And when so much has come into alignment in my world, it's interesting to think that, yeah, there's still a couple little pieces and slices of things that I dislike. And so it felt like a lot of power in just being able to acknowledge to myself that this particular circumstance, this particular space of the journey I'm at with this particular thing in my world, something I really don't like how that is in my life. And I think owning that dislike gives us the power, or more power, to actually change the things that we don't like, because we're accepting them. We're no longer trying to repress them and pretend that they aren't the way that they are. And when I go back in my life and think about this, I think about so many times when I was silenced about the things that I didn't like. And either, many times I silenced myself about those things, but even back to my childhood, when certainly religion silenced a lot of things, or the religious environment I was in silenced a lot of things. And then being in relationships where I was not free to fully say and express the things that were inside of me. And so I think that I can see that is another layer of unsilencing for me, is owning the things that I don't like and the things that aren't working for me. So, yeah. And then another piece that has been coming repeatedly to me, and even yesterday this showed up three different times in a book I was listening to, a conversation I had with someone else, and then there was a third time that showed up. But it was this idea of breath, breathing, how deep our breath is reflects our life. And I don't know if you've paid attention to your breathing to notice that when you are stressed or in fight or flight mode, typically the breathing becomes very, very shallow. And when we are more peaceful, relaxed, we have much longer, deeper breaths. But even at that, I think the typical breath does not come anywhere near maximizing the capacity of the lungs. So literally learning how to use a full breath on a regular basis is a way to bring our my body is what I'm learning to bring my body into deeper harmony and relaxation. And that then allows me to listen more. So in my own journey with meditation, I know there's times when I meditate because I want to solve something, I want to figure it out. And I go into almost a bargaining. And I think some people might be able to relate to this with the traditional idea of prayer, or as I look at it, meditation. But it's almost like this bargaining with the universe, trying to get the universe to agree to shift things in the way that you feel would align with you the best. And instead of kind of this idea of bargaining, listening is about being quiet, maybe asking a question, maybe putting something out there, but then just being quiet and listening. And that has been powerful. And not only listening to, it's not necessarily listening to your mind. You might hear your mind chatter while you listen, but you're really listening for that voice of the universe and how it's speaking to you. And I think it speaks to us in many, many different ways. And so last night, as I was sitting on the ocean wall, I'd watched the sunset, and I was just sitting watching, and there was a cruise ship sailing out into the ocean. And I was in this listening, meditative mode. And one of the things that I heard in that meditative mode is that this abundance of ocean was supporting that ship. And as I listened into that and just seeing that, what I knew was a massive structure floating on the water, and then just hearing that message of the universe saying, we're supporting, securely supporting that ship through the abundance of the ocean. And that was just a powerful message that I needed to hear in that moment. And if I hadn't have been just open to listening, would have not made that connection. And another insight that's come from that listening as seeing all the different threads of life, how they weave together in a tapestry. And this came to me a couple weeks ago as I was watching a gentleman in a store here. And he is from Oaxaca, Mexico. And one of their crafts from the Oaxaca area is weaving these beautiful, amazing tapestries. And in his store, he has a weaving machine, or I don't know exactly what it's called, but he's in there every day working at that weaving. And I was watching him one day and watching how he wove the colors in. And then it came to me this idea of like, money is a thread that weaves through our life. You know, our family is a thread that leaves through our life. Our work is a thread that weaves through our life. Our health, our nutrition, all of those things are threads that weave through our life. And when one thread is either missing or out of balance, we don't just keep going pretending it's not there. Again, this goes back to what we did, this idea of owning what we dislike. Because we don't just pretend it's not there. We focus on bringing that back into balance so that we can continue to weave this beautiful, majestic tapestry called life. And then my commitment to see the sunset every day has helped me see commitment through a new lens. I think this is going to be an ongoing insight? Because it feels like it's just coming together in a really neat way and that it's going to grow and grow and grow. And one of the things I've had issues with in my own life is committing to a project and then sticking with it and seeing it through. There's something about that that felt constraining, maybe a little boring. And so it's been something that I maybe did a little bit better in the workplace when I was in the corporate workplace, but yet I know it was something I still needed to strengthen there. But then definitely as an entrepreneur, following through on the commitment to developing something. Now, here's the thing. I have a very strong commitment to following through when I promise someone else something. But that commitment to myself was not as strong as it was to other people. And so when I made this commitment to watch the sunset every day, it is because of my love and the inspiration and joy I get from watching the sunset. There's no other expected outcome, not attached to any other outcome, other than watching the sunset. And I've been doing that now for, 4 weeks. We'll take out the week I was in Merida. But I've been doing that consistently day in and day out. And not allowing myself to make an excuse to not do it, because the reward I'm getting, the beauty, the energy is, worth that commitment to myself. But as I'm doing that, I can see that I'm developing this muscle of being able to commit to things and show up for them without being attached to the outcome. I think it goes back also to this writing project I'm working on, that I've done numerous other writing projects, and I have lost a pace somewhere in them. And this one feels much different because, again, it's a committing to a small chunk of time and showing up for that on a consistent basis and creating from that manner. So I'm sure this will be a thread that I come back to again in a future episode. It actually feels like there's probably going to be maybe one entire episode around it. It feels like something that big. Okay, and then the next thing, I think one of the final insights that I wanted to share today is this idea of feeling the difference between heartfelt communication and self-promotion communication. So I really desire to stay in a space of 100% authentic, heartfelt communication and to not ever be in a space where my communication comes from self-promotion, which also feels like I'm trying to convince somebody or talk somebody into something. There's much different energies, and I think earlier in my life, I lived probably almost 100% in that self-promotion communication. And now I feel like I live the majority of the time in this heartfelt, heart-centered communication. But it was interesting because I was out to with my new group of people a week or so ago, and there were some things that I contributed to the conversation that didn't feel that symmetry inside of me. They just felt like sandpaper, or like rubbing fingernails on sandpaper or something. And so to me, that's just always a notice to say, okay, that's not a need to judge myself, but it's a need for me to look at what happened in that communication and what switched me into that mode. And usually when I see that, it's usually a slight bit of an attention seeking mode and maybe a little bit of trying to convince somebody of something. And So that was just been a very insightful conversation for me to reflect on and say, okay, I can see that my piece of the conversation that felt a little bit out of sync for me didn't come from a heart-centered space. It came more from maybe trying to impress someone or trying to get some attention or to convince or to show like how I did something differently than someone else did. And so I'm just learning that it's just observation and then choosing to come back to, okay, I'm going to just lean into what it felt like to be into that heart-centered space, because I'd say 95% of that conversation that day probably came from that heart-centered space. But the more you shift over to one way of communicating, the more it feels like totally out of alignment when you step into a different form of communication. Probably just the same as for me, like when I was totally into like what I would call the head or analytic self-promotion communication and was never in a heart-centered space. Being in a heart-centered space at first felt really awkward, and now it's shifted for me. So yeah, books that have been significant for me, I'm always on the book learning journey, and I don't have any new book to share this month. I haven't spent a lot of time listening to resources this month, but the one resource I have revisited is The Genius Zone by Gay Hendricks. He's also wrote The Big Leap. The Big Leap, I think, is probably if you're reading them in an order, it would go The Big Leap and The Genius Zone. But I love The Genius Zone. And interestingly, listening to that book helped me pick up on this piece of commitment around the sunsets, because one of the things that he asks you to do in that book is to commit to yourself to letting go of negative thinking and commit to totally embracing your true creativity. And it was from reading that statement where I began to think about this idea of commitment, because I'm seeing those words in a different way than I've ever seen them. And so I'm also reminded of a previous mentor that I had, George Cao, who really his business teachings are all about the practice of committing to show up for yourself every day and doing whatever it is that you've put on your calendar to do. But it's the practice of committing to show up for something, not necessarily doing something because you're seeking a result. And I think I understand that more today now than I ever have been before. And the power of doing things without attachment to a result, because we don't know what the result of something is going to be. And there's many, many times when my mind has already decided what the result of something is going to be, and so I don't follow through and do it. And that is the negative thinking piece. And I think that's why this statement from The Genius Zone is so powerful, is we commit to letting go of that negative thinking, then we also open up that space for committing to doing things without attachment to the outcome. And that really is where our creativity lies. Because if we're only doing something in hopes of an outcome, if we don't see the proof of that outcome relatively quickly, then we're going to get discouraged and stop showing up. And honestly, that's very honest. I can say that that is a pattern that I'm ready to release in my world. Okay. And activities that have been helpful for me this month, well, I would just have to say the watching the sunset has been by far the most. And so I just, you know, I think it's a good way to challenge you to say, what are you willing to commit to that would feed your soul as much as watching the sunset feeds my soul? No, I'm curious. Send me a note. I want to hear. Leave a comment below. Definitely love to hear. And then the other activity that I found is part of my kind of meditation mindfulness is paying attention to my hydration, my nutrition, my exercise, and my sleep. And I'm kind of reset when I came here. I thought it's an opportunity to reset some new habits. And so looking at the nutrition and exercise was probably looking at habits I wanted to break around some of those things. And then hydration has been key here just because it is a much warmer climate than I was used to. Even our summer back home didn't seem to be as warm as typical. So my body coming in here was not really adjusted to that warm climate. And I'm seeing how I need to pay attention to that, to take care of myself, to make sure I'm getting the hydration, the electrolytes, everything that my body needs. And then of course, sleep. When we don't have sleep, we're not functioning at our best. And so it's been very neat for me to pay attention to all of those things. Okay, so that's a wrap on the update on my intuitive life travels. I've been sharing some video clips on Instagram and TikTok. So if you haven't seen those, then I encourage you to connect with me on those platforms. At Vicky.travels, you'll find me on TikTok and on Instagram at that, plus Instagram at the Transcending Limits. So I genuinely appreciate and am grateful for you being here today. And I hope that by hearing my story, about hearing what's happening in my life, that you're inspired to continue taking the next step towards your own destination or the next destination. And it's not something I mentioned previously in this podcast episode, but the thing I think is truly important in your continued journey towards whatever the destination is that you want to reach is not the knowing how you're going to get there, but it is just looking at what's the next step I need to take to get there. Because the how, if you focus on that, you're going to get overwhelmed and you're not even going to get started. But focusing on the next step, we can always know what the next step is. So until next time, I hope that the moments we've shared here together have inspired your day, your life, and your week ahead. And I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode. And until then, if you're ready to figure out how to up-level this, your own life to a new level, to begin to do some of the things that I talked about in this episode, please check the link below and book a session with me. I always offer a free 30-minute session to everyone new into my community. And I would love to connect with you in a way that sees how I can support you in reaching the greatest of your potential. All right. Have a beautiful and wonderful day.
Thanks for being here. If you have a topic or question you want to hear more about, send it to us at the email below. Have an inspired day.